fans, welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 15th to the 19th of December 2025. That's right, it's nearly Christmas. And joining me today in his lovely Santa hat is Rob. Hello, Rob. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Ree. I'm very, very well. Merry Christmas, love. Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Christmas-ish.
Ish.
Oh, yeah,
ish.
This is the last time we'll talk before Christmas, though, isn't it?
Yes,
So, yeah, Merry
indeed.
Christmas.
Are you all
Yeah.
ready? Are you all sorted? You've got your presents?
Absolutely not.
Have you not? You're not finished?
I've bought my partner some bits, but I need to get him something else, I
Proper
think.
bits. Yeah, you bought him
And
aftershave
I'd
because he
say,
smells.
no, I haven't actually. No, I bought him deodorant. I
Oh,
bought him, like a little
a bit of Lynx
Lynx.
Africa. Yeah, that's the one. A
Oh my
gift
God, yeah,
set.
Lynx
A
Africa,
gift
thank
set.
you.
Yeah, I'm expecting at least four.
I bought him a Lynx gift set, but I don't think I got Africa, but yeah. And none of the presents are wrapped, but
No,
that's his
mine haven't
job.
even arrived yet. I'm just assuming they're going to arrive over the next couple of days. Yeah, I know.
Oh God.
Amazon is supposed to be your friend in this type of scenario. So you don't have to go out and face the hordes of crowds that just arrives at your door, and then you can just wrap it and just relax.
If
That's the
only
plan.
you knew all of the things that go
I
on for
know.
Amazon deliveries there
I
behind the
know.
scenes.
I
Wow.
know. Well, we don't need to. We've got Howie for that. That realistic drama of Howie
Oh,
being a. Yeah, there you go.
that's where all your parcels are, Rob.
Yes,
How
with
he's
Howie
going.
right now. He's having great fun with my auntie's gardening set right now. So, she doesn't watch this, it's fine. It won't spoil it for her. Ladies and gents, make sure you are following our socials because we have a very exciting announcement that we're hoping to get out to you next week, Christmas week.
Super,
Super, super
super
soon.
exciting.
Very
Make
exciting.
sure you're keeping an eye
We
out.
are
It's
so
been,
excited.
all I'm going to say is it's been months in the
Oh,
pipeline
yes.
and
Oh,
it's
yes.
finally ready.
You won't
You
believe it when we show
won't.
you. You really
You
won't.
won't.
You
We still
won't.
don't, do
We still can't quite believe it happened,
we?
but
No.
you watch this space. You will find out very, very soon. So we are the week before Christmas, and as predicted, we're starting to get answers. Although I don't know if I believe all of the answers we were given this week, Rihanna, I have to
Ooh,
say.
interesting. Oh, okay. Oh, we'll delve a bit deeper into that then, shall we?
Lots and lots going on. We've had the return of Max. Max is now back proper on the square, just in time to cause chaos over Christmas, because that's what he
Perfect.
does. That's what he
It's like he
does.
never left,
I know, I know.
isn't it?
Jasmine's had a lots of reveals this week as well. Do I believe everything that was revealed about Jasmine this week? I don't know.
Interesting. Okay,
Interesting.
yeah. I've got some things to add to that too.
We will discuss that in this week's Christmas Albert Square After Dark. Right, so just like last week, there were some smaller storylines and then the big stuff that kind of took over the whole week. So we'll get the smaller
Yeah,
storylines
it
out of the way
like
first.
pick your plate of tea,
Picky
but with
plate
the
tea,
mains as well,
Christmas
weren't it this
buffet.
week?
But yeah, it's like the pigs in blankets have gone in the oven this week, wasn't it?
Exactly that.
To
Lovely
me,
food
pigs in
analogies.
blanket. Well, to me, pigs in blankets are the meaning of Christmas, I have to say.
Well, to me, they're not, I'm afraid. I
Well.
didn't have them as a kid.
You were deprived, is all I can say. Anyway, we'll talk about, first of all, we'll talk about Nigel. Some sad stuff with Nigel this week because he is starting to kind of rapidly deteriorate now, to the point where Sam walks into the kitchen and he's just having a full-blown conversation with somebody who presumably he can see that we can't.
Pat
I
Buckley,
was thinking
Barry
that.
Evans.
I think so. I think so. This is leading
Yes.
into next week's sort of
Yeah.
big sort of Nigel episode, isn't it? So
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited by this. I think it's going to be amazing. But Sam is sort of says to Julie, you do realise he's now talking to himself. Like, I don't know if where we are in his journey, but he doesn't seem well. So we're taken to the doctors, and Julie is given a pamphlet to put him in to kind of look into. Putting him into a home or some sort of care
Yeah.
program and everything like that. Now, I mean, this is the problem. It's kind of like you've got to sort of look at it realistically and think, are we capable, me and Phil, are we capable of looking after him right the way through this?
I mean, I think at their stage, it's so awkward, especially with people with dementia, because it's kind of better that they're in the home environment that they're familiar with. But then obviously, it depends on what their needs are. So.
I
It's a
mean,
difficult one to know what to do I mean, given after what happens this week, though, I kind of understand Julie's thinking.
Oh yeah, well she.
I'm surprised that they've not tried to get carers, like in the community, they'd call it.
I mean, this has all been a
Oh.
pride thing, isn't it? With Phil especially. And to be honest with you,
True.
there was a moment with Phil this week where I was sort of like, I think you need to step back a bit here, mate, because actually, in this scenario where you're trying to decide what's best for Nigel, it's sort of like, I think Julie kind of is above you in this sort of thing. You know
Well,
what I
yeah,
mean?
she's his wife, so
Yeah.
even legally, she has more of a
Yeah.
say over what
Rather than just
happens.
his
And
mate who's been looking after him. It's sort of like, I don't think you have as much say in this as you think you do, Phil.
yeah, I agree. I mean, they have been working as a team, though, and even Phil said to Julie, "Look, we've been working, Gio, give over
Romantic team. It's
in
the like a
English."
match made in heaven. Julie Mitchell looms.
No, anyway, yeah, so they've worked as a team, and that's
Yeah.
all, just as a
Yeah.
team.
Hand in hand.
But it's interesting with Julie though, because you wouldn't have thought that she would consider it. So to me, that shows that she's starting to struggle herself as well. And
Well, he does elbow her in the
sometimes you
face
do
this
need
week.
help. Well, this is it, and I think that's literally she were already contemplating it, and then that happened.
Well, this was the kind of thing where it was just sort of like I was sort of waiting for this moment with Nigel because it's a thing, isn't it? Like sometimes you'll get violent outbursts with somebody
Yeah.
like Nigel, and we got one of them this week. He was looking for his cufflinks because, I mean, I don't think Lexi held matters in all honesty
I was just
because.
thinking her amber cufflinks as well. I'm like, what's going on? Oh no, that was Christmas 2 years
Yeah,
ago.
it's
Yeah,
right, the cufflinks. We
sorry.
don't need to worry
The
about the cufflinks.
green
I was going to say, if he
cufflinks.
wants cufflinks, there was about 78 of them going around, what, a
Yeah,
couple of
I
Christmases
feel
ago.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, Lexi is sort of dressing them all up for the film premiere.
Yeah.
And so he's wearing like a penguin suit, and not like a penguin suit, not like, but like a black and white
Tuxedo?
suit, tuxedo. And I think that confused him for a start. He's sort of like, why am I wearing this? What's going on? I
Yeah,
don't
true.
understand what, I
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
understand what's happening. But then he sort of thought that he needs his cufflinks to go with it. He has no idea where his cufflinks are. So everybody's turning the house upside down, and sort of Julie tries to comfort him. He's getting really agitated and then sort of just elbows her in the face, which I wasn't expecting. Made me gasp because I was sort of like, oh, but
Yeah. It
it's
felt
perfectly
quite a harsh
realistic.
elbow
It
he
did.
gave her,
It
didn't it,
did.
as well?
Proper in
Like
the
real
face.
thud. Yeah,
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 Sam
yeah.
sat there in the background, like, yeah, bitch, that'll teach you. Whacking me in the face, that's what
Oh,
it
yeah.
is.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of
Like,
that.
go on, Nigel, give her another one. And so, yeah, by the end of the week, Phil is saying, like, outright, no, we're looking after him all the way through. And then Julie is sort of starting to look into inquiries
Options.
into options and looking into possibly a care program of some description. I mean, is it the right thing for him? Let's be fair, really, it probably is, isn't it?
I don't think unless you're in the position, you can. I mean, look at Phil and Julie are both in that position and they can't even agree on it.
Yeah.
It says volumes, like it's all so personal, isn't it, as to what you think's the
Yeah.
right thing to do. And even knowing, like, there isn't anybody who can really tell you what's the right thing to do, I don't think. Like,
No, I mean, you're right in the sense that it is sort of up to the people involved. But then
yeah.
the thing is with Phil, I think it always comes down to pride, and I wonder how
Yeah, I know
much
what
of
you're
it
saying, yeah.
is because even if even Julie is bearing in mind
True.
what Julie was thinking before she started moving into the house and started really sort of getting into the gist of everything that was going on, she was fully prepared to sort of take Nigel off for herself and move back to where they were living. So now that even Julie is sat there thinking, maybe this might actually be the best option, and Phil is just
Yeah.
sat there point blank refusing to even entertain the notion. It's sort of like, are you doing this more for you than Nigel at this
Yeah,
point,
so
Phil?
if you think Phil's not really got Nigel's best interests at heart. Well, he has obviously in a lot
Yes,
of
but
ways, but in
he's
this particular
subconsciously
scenario,
he's thinking more
yeah.
about himself in that scenario as well, I think. But I
Yeah.
can understand it at the same time. It's difficult, and this is a conversation that thousands of people have to have every single week. It's sort of like, are we enough at this point, or is it time to bring in another, like bring in other options at this
Yeah.
point? So, because he's not going to get any better. This is the sad thing. Like, it's not a chance of, maybe if we kind of keep him here for a bit, he might start improving a little bit more. No, this is bad now, and it's only ever going to get worse. So you've kind of got to think, and also I think you also have to consider, like, how are you going to cope with seeing him really just like sort of disintegrate in front of your eyes? Because yes. Now he at least sort of knows their names, and he's kind of capable of sort of going from day to day, but there's going to be a point where he can't even do that. And are you ready for that? Are you ready to take that on board?
See, I think where they're going to do this storyline wise is I think they'll get to the stage where they're about to do it
Yeah, and then he'll
with the
die.
care home, and then
Yeah.
he'll, yeah, and then
Yeah,
he'll
yeah.
pass.
I think February. I'm thinking that it's going to be
You think
anniversary
it's still
week. That yeah,
February? Yeah.
100%. I think because I did think Christmas, And then I was naughty and looked at like a few spoilers for the new year. I know, and he is in the spoilers for New Year, so
And that's a
he's
spoiler for everyone. We
spoiler
didn't
for everyone.
prepare you
So,
for, but there
Nigel
you
doesn't
go.
die at Christmas. All right, there you go. Sorry about that, ladies and gents. But what I'm saying is, I'm pleased that they're not doing it over Christmas and that they are really sort of taking their time with it, because it isn't the sort of storyline you can rush, is it?
No, definitely not.
No, but it's all excellent. I love this story. I love Paul Bradley. I'm going to be gutted when he leaves. And I just hope we get to keep Julie post Nigel.
Without Phil.
Do you, Julie, take Phil to be your
No, no,
lawful
no, no,
wedded
no.
husband? She takes a
No,
slurp
no,
of
no, no,
tea.
no.
I do. It's going to be fabulous. Can't wait. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on now to the next story.
So another little story we had this week was between Zach and Vicky. Something seems to still be blossoming there. Obviously, Vicky
Yes.
was doing a shift in the cafe. Zach comes in and says, what would you get for, a lady that you might be interested in for Christmas? He was riffing Christmas ideas, wasn't
Yes.
he, to her Christmas
Yes.
present ideas. And obviously Vicky says, oh, if you're not that bothered, get her a box of chocolates, but if she's really something.
Yes. Now, is this true?
What?
If I, if I,
I
if,
did think this.
yeah, now, I, so the half of me is
I
sort of
thought
like,
this.
is this still appreciated? Like, if just get a woman a box of chocolates and she's yours. I don't think it quite works like that, really, does it?
Is it? Well, I don't know. I don't know dating etiquette world and all that, because a part of me worry
Rose
about
is a
a bit.
Quality
Is that a
Street. Get in
bit
the bedroom.
Yeah. Miniature ears.
Plus a one night stand and nothing more.
Well, I did wonder if it were a little bit of sabotage. I don't think it was, to be fair,
Well,
but I
look,
did
if
think
someone
like
bought
telling him to
you.
get someone a box of chocolates for Christmas is a bit bad advice,
Look,
actually.
I mean, look, if someone
But
bought you a Toblerone for Christmas, would you then think that they're the best thing since sliced bread?
no, I wouldn't, but I am
No.
also allergic to almonds,
So
so I
actually,
would
you'd be like, why are
definitely
you trying to kill me? This is a murder attempt. And I need to ring the police immediately.
Oh, right, it's the
Oh,
six
you're
all
actually.
over again, but
Yeah.
with
Oh, you're actually trying to kill
Toblerone
me. Nice.
allergies.
But yeah, then Vicky does also drop in. Oh, and by the way, I saw this lovely bracelet in the jewelers. Now, did she know what
Yes.
she was doing at that point? Half of me kind of
I
thinks.
don't think that she did.
I don't know. I mean, there's a part of
I
me
did
where
wonder
I
it,
think she
but
was
it did.
surprised when she got it, but then at the same time, I was sort of like, considering what happened, Vicky, are you really dropping what you would quite like for Christmas into the conversation? Because this all spawns from Barney wanting to do a secret Santa with everybody, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah,
And
of course.
yeah, Zach gets Vicky. I would have bet my house on the fact that Zach was going to get Vicky, by the way.
Yeah, of
We
course.
don't really know who anybody else got, but I feel like that doesn't
No.
really matter in terms of the story. I don't
Irrelevant.
even know who Vicky got. Who cares? Zach got Vicky. And so he takes her advice about the bracelets and swiftly runs off to the shop to buy it. And then they're in a Vic later and he sort of presents it and is sort of like, what do you think? And she still thinks, apparently, that he's talking about this lady friend of his. And then he's sort of like doing the whole sort of staring at her, going, yeah, really hope she likes it. Yeah,
See,
yeah.
I did think I do think that she was innocently telling him the present. I don't think she did know that it was for her.
I
Do you
don't
not
know if
think?
I just don't know if I was in Vicky's position, given what had happened, and we had a, I'd had a mad passionate encounter with this man, but then I'd got back with my previous partner. I don't think that I would have said what I wanted for Christmas to that other guy unless I wanted him to buy it for me.
Yeah, but I think that they do, because they've always been mates. I think she was just genuinely giving advice. However, telling somebody what you want specifically is a bit different, because really you'd be like, maybe get her a bracelet that you think that she'd like, and if you're not sure, get something quite neutral but that still sends out the message or something, rather than, we saw this beautiful little one, it had a heart on it, it was second, it was a top left,
This
second
is
in,
what I mean. The exact
about
shop in the exact place. Yeah, yeah,
£109.66. Oh, and
yeah.
if you put it in a little, oh, my favourite colour's green, so you can put it in a little green jewellery box
Just
or
for
something,
example's
whatever you
sake,
want.
do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
so he presents it to her, and then she kind of realizes that it's for her. And then I mean, I think she's very pleased with it, to be honest with you. I think she doesn't wear it. She takes it off and says, "Look,
Yeah.
maybe." This is the other thing that made me think, all right, Vicky, when she turns around and says, maybe later, but not yet. Not, oh, and sorry, I'm with Ross now. I've got no interest
Oh yeah, of
whatsoever.
course. Yeah. Is
They're
she
also
fully back with Ross? I thought they were
seems to
just
be.
kind of taking things slowly, but they're fully back together then.
Seems to be. And yeah, the pair of them, I mean, when does this affair properly start? Any minute now would be
Any
my
minute
guess. Any minute now. I mean, I do like the pair of them together. I think they're an interesting little
Yeah.
pairing. But having said that, Zach also had the return of Sam this week as
Yes, I
well.
was
I thought
just
there was a
thinking
really
that.
nice scene between Zach and Sam as well. And I do really, really like Zach and Sam together as a pairing.
I know what you mean, because Zach brings out that softer side of Sam, doesn't he? He's got that, he just is able to do it straight away. And
He
she's the
can.
same with him, yeah.
Yeah, he can kind of keep Sam a little bit more under control than anybody else can, which I quite like.
Yeah.
And they those and they've got a real understanding with each other as well because they've been through some stuff. You know, when Zach was going through his HIV stuff, like Sam was there for that. So there's that sort of understanding between them that I really, really like. Whereas with Vicky, it seems to just be I suddenly really, really fancy you.
Yeah. I don't know that. I mean, the family, aren't they? So they couldn't have bond.
Walford
They've got that
Christmases.
connection.
There's
Yeah, it
not a
is.
Walford Christmas without a bit of incest going on in the
Bit of
background.
incest for
I mean,
Christmas. I know it's not
it's
incest,
not,
but
but it's
I
about
mean.
near as damn it. So I just kind of think we watch this for now.
Yeah.
Now Sam's back. But the fact that I know that Sam's not back for a long, 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 long time
Yeah.
makes me kind of think, well, there's no point in me trying to invest in Zach and Sam again because obviously that's not the long-term goal. So.
But maybe Zach and Sam will have a little thing just so that Vicky can realise her true feelings and get jealous.
Well, the interesting thing is obviously Vicky and Sam, they have their own history
Of
together,
course,
so
yeah. So it'll be even bigger beef,
yeah.
and then Vicky will say something and Zach will be like, is it really about Den though, Vicky? Or is it
Either
about
that
me?
or Sam and Vicky will end up having a fight because let's be honest, it takes Vicky 0.3 seconds to decide, right, fight, let's go. And
Yeah, and
Sam.
Sam's only been punched once so far
So
since being
far,
back, so she
so
probably needs
far.
another
She's
one.
yeah, she's
Yeah.
due another couple before she leaves. And I wonder if that will sort of reveal something to Ross. Like maybe she discovers, maybe Zach will kind of confide in her about what's going on with Vicky, and then Vicky and Sam will have a fight, and then she'll reveal it to Ross come trial
Yes,
week, maybe.
possibly. Ah, yes, of course. Forgot about all that. Yeah.
We shall see. Right, let's have a final little crumb from the table before we get into the big stuff. And this is Jean and Lily. Jean's a mess at the moment, isn't she? She is not in a great state at all. We open the week with her sort of lying on the sofa in the fetal position, just sort of looking up at the Christmas tree with a Christmas song on repeat. You know you're in a bad state when you've got songs on repeat.
Especially a Christmas song on
Yeah,
repeat. Come on, we've all
it's a
had enough for it by
juxtaposition.
mid-December. Come
I
on.
know they've been
Oh,
playing.
yes, it is a
It
juxtaposition,
is a
yeah.
juxtaposition. So Lily is sort of really worried about her, and also the house has just gone. Has
She's
just
got no
gone.
food in, has she? She can't even
No.
feed Lily a breakfast, bless her.
Hello,
Charlie,
Charlie.
sorry.
She goes over to Kat and sort of like, I don't suppose you've got any leftovers, have you? It's for a school project. Like, because
Sure.
Kat instantly believes that. She's like, yeah, sure, go and grab whatever food you want. Obviously realizing very much that Jean is not in a great state because that means that no one's getting fed. So she goes around. And Jean is just, they start to, now, is she in an episode now? Because they sort of question whether she's taken her medication. She is, but then they sort of refer back to another time where her medication wasn't strong enough and a traumatic event like Stacey leaving and all the sort of upheaval Jean's had recently could sort of push her into an episode. Is that where she's at, or is she just a bit depressed?
I think it's depression, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, but then equally with her bipolar, she has high highs and low lows, doesn't she? So
Yeah.
does it class as a bipolar low, or is, can she
Yeah,
have
I
lows
mean,
outside
it's.
of her bipolar? I don't know how it works
This is
with
a. I mean, the thing is, you know,
bipolar.
bipolar in itself is mental health. So if you throw another mental
Yeah.
health sort of problem onto that, then everything's just going to sort of go through the floor, isn't it? She does tell Kat this week that she was the one that was responsible for the lights.
Oh yeah, very blasé about it as well. Oh, the light, she still had about that again. It wasn't
Yeah,
me. Move
that'd be
on.
fair.
Come on.
We all agree. It's like,
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
still there. Get over it, for God's sakes. Any Christmas
Yeah.
lights? I was impressed by Kat's reaction. I thought she dealt with that quite maturely. I was sort of like,
Yeah, she did.
right.
Especially when she said found out Lily knew about it as well. She
Yeah.
didn't. She thought now's not the time, is it?
No, you
Okay,
could
we've got
tell
bigger
that a
fish to
kickoff
fry.
was brewing inside her, but she sort of swallowed it down
Yeah.
and sort of realised that it's
Yeah.
not the time or the place. Although she does go to Zoe later and says, "You're right, it was Jean," and she's like, "Told you," like really
So then,
smugly.
do they think it's been Jean all along, or that Jean
Well,
just lit
they
the
do
lights?
until the fire.
Oh, yes, of course. And then realized that Jean was with Alfie. Yes.
Yes, so that doesn't work out. Talking of Alfie, I liked him and Lily's scenes this week. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, me too. I feel like Alfie's been, and like, no hate to Kat, but I feel like Alfie's been the crutch that Jean's needed more than Kat, because I think Kat's just been so preoccupied with the Zoe stuff
Yeah.
that he's the one who can see Jean for what's like actually going on.
Yeah, this is where for me Alfie works best as a character, I have to say. And I think that
Yes.
when he's in supportive mode, when he is sort of being the crutch for people, I think he
Yeah.
is a really, really good community character. And
Yeah.
his scenes with Lily were really, really nice this week. And
Yeah.
he's very good with Jean as well, I think. So
Yeah.
that's the role I always enjoyed seeing Alfie in most, I
Yeah.
think. Yeah, you can do the whole cheeky chappy, sort of funny guy, but when he's slightly softer and it's just being not dark Alfie, not funny
Sensitive.
Alfie, but sensitive Alfie is where
Yeah.
I like Alfie the most, I think. So it worked
I
him.
agree. I think it was a good week for Alfie,
Yeah.
definitely.
So by the end of the week, Kat is sort of like promising to Jean, like, we're going to make you better. I'm going to be here for you. And Jean's just not interested, is she? She's sort of like, you're not listening to
No.
me at all, and just sort of walks away. And so how do we fix Jean at this point?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have had experience with family member who's in depression, and the medication doesn't seem to keep working. And the only thing that, when they were this extreme, like Jean is potential. She, I don't know, she'll need to go, to a mental health unit for a bit whilst they maybe increase the
Yeah.
dosage or something and look at that. But then where does that leave Lily and Charlie if they're
Yeah, well, I
considering
think
doing that?
Lily will be all right. I think, she'll move in with Kat or whatever, or Kat will make sure she's okay and everything. I think
Is
Lily
she
and
legal?
Charlie.
How old is she, Lily, though? That's what I was thinking. Didn't she still need an adult in the
I think she, yeah,
house?
she still needs a guardian, but I think that maybe
Yeah.
she can move into the Vic for a bit or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody can
Yeah.
step up and sort of make sure that Lily and Charlie are okay. I
Zoe?
think it's would you leave Zoe in charge of
I mean,
Vic?
no.
Not at the moment, I don't think. I
Not at
think
the minute, no.
Zoe's a bit busy. Zoe's a bit
Yeah,
busy being
true.
set fire to and stuff like that. I don't
Very
think I'd leave my
true.
grandchildren in charge with her at the moment,
Yeah,
would you?
fair
No,
enough.
maybe not.
No.
But yeah, it's nice stuff, but I kind of I it, the whole thing with this is that it all sort of rests on the fact that Jean absolutely despises Zoe and wants her gone, and the whole thing sort of pivots on the fact that Stacey's not there anymore. There is that sort of kind of thing where Lily is forbidding anybody from speaking to Stacey because they don't want her to destroy her new life, i.e. Lacey Turner's not coming back for a bit, so we can't bring
Yeah,
her into the
so
storyline
we're not going
whatsoever.
to be ringing Stacey because she
No,
would
even
definitely
though
come back for
that's
this.
definitely what
So,
you do, isn't it, in that situation?
fine. Okay, it is what it is.
Yeah, they're doing their best with
Which
it,
is
I think.
making me
So,
wonder why the timing it with this, though, as well. Like the timing of.
I mean, I think that Jean's reaction makes sense to it, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort
Yeah.
of like, now with Freddie gone as well, it's sort of you can totally understand why Jean would just completely crash through the floor at this point because she has always been somebody who is very reactionary, somebody who is very sort of like tuned in to her and to her surroundings and her environment. So when it all kind of kicks off around her, she sort of goes into one of these sorts of modes. So it is kind of consistent for Jean, I think.
And she has lost a lot of people, hasn't she? It
Yeah, in
started
quite
with
quick
Harvey,
succession. Yeah.
with Kathy as well. So that was
Yeah.
quite a big thing that could have easily triggered her at the time.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then you've got Stacey and the kids, Freddie. Yeah, it
Yeah.
is
And
conceivable.
also, because it's all happening at Christmas as well. And I think
Yeah.
anything bad that happens to anybody at Christmas feels 10 times worse than it would do if it happened in the middle of March.
Yeah, very heightened because Christmas is a time for family. And
Yeah. I'm supposed to be
although you
happy right now.
feel really sorry for Lily and Charlie though,
Yeah.
because like they are the family that are left, and unfortunately they're now getting neglected, which is obviously nobody's fault. But
Also, by the way, Charlie's grown, isn't she?
and she just
Hasn't she
who?
just?
Who's
I mean, I
that? Who's
know.
that baby? Sorry, toddler.
Honestly, I thought she was. But when Lily was holding her, I was sort of like, is she babysitting somebody else's kid? And then realised, no, wait, that is Charlie. And it is like
Yeah.
her, what, first, second. How old is she now? It's like one or two, something like that.
Yeah, about two, I would have thought, like
Yeah, which
nearly
is
two.
crazy. It's sort of like suddenly
Yeah.
Charlie XCX is 2 years old. And it's sort of like,
Yeah.
wow, when did that happen?
Yeah.
So yeah, not great stuff for Jean, and I hope that she can sort herself out. But I don't know at the moment how, because whatever's going to kick off next week with the Slaters somehow I suspect won't help. Obviously, meanwhile, Kat has brought Anthony into the situation. Now, he did have a conversation with Jean, and he's the one that's sort of recommending that maybe she might be in an episode. So
Yeah.
they've kind of got his word on that, which is something that you would have thought would be trustworthy. However, Anthony, I think at the moment is veering ever so slightly more into untrustworthy territory. So, revelations, revelations, revelations. It would transpire that Jasmine is the daughter of Zoe. Tick. I mean, are we saying that we got that one right? I mean,
Didn't everyone get that right though,
here's
really?
the thing with this, right? I do think that they did a good bluff with the Cindy stuff. There was a time where I
Yes, I
think we
agree.
both thought that she was to do with the Fords.
We
You know, we can't
definitely
take
thought
away from
that,
that.
yeah, for a good long time, yeah.
Yeah. I think the thing with it is, when I first started writing mystery books a few years back, right? One of the things that I learned quite quickly via reviews from, like, 'cause what I ended up getting was reviews from sites that were like really dedicated to detective fiction, which was terrifying to me because it's sort of like you people know what you're talking about, and I'm sort
No
of
pressure.
flying by the seat of my pants writing these books. But what I was quite quickly taught was that if you're doing a mystery, because when you're writing a mystery, you are kind of terrified that the answer is really, really obvious. So you try and do as much as you can to hide the real answer from the audience. And that sometimes can mean that you don't give enough clues as to what the actual answer is, because something else that they like when they're reading a mystery is clues to the real answer hidden well amongst all the bluffing.
Yes,
And I
which
do
was not
wonder
had.
with, and I do wonder with this whether they spent so much effort kind of making it look as though she was to do with Cindy and not really giving other loads of hints that she was anything to do with Zoe, other than the fact that she arrived and fit the description of what we were expecting Zoe's daughter to
Yes.
be when she first arrived and when she first arrived.
Yes. It was the timing of it, weren't it? So then they needed to double. Do you know what it is for me with the Cindy thing, right? For me, that needed to have a purpose itself. And instead, unless they're going to delve into it a bit deeper and we are going to find that there's something else to do with it, which I'm not expecting though,
No, I don't
but
think
it's very
she's
much just
nothing to do with
been
that
written
now,
off
then,
as,
is
oh,
it?
she's just my boss, I was just interested.
Yeah.
Nah, that were a bit too obsessive though.
I
Like, they
don't
could
know. I
have
think
written in,
it's.
don't know, they could have written in something else for why it was, or.
I don't know. I think it is just literally they were trying so hard to subvert away from the fact that she is Zoe and she's connected to Zoe that she made us think that she was to do with the Fords. And the fact that Cindy will jump on anybody that makes her think remotely feel unsafe, like Cindy did her thing and that successfully did the job. And it did sort of look like that Zoe was obsessed with Cindy at that point, that Jasmine was obsessed with Cindy at that point. But it's. I think the thing is that she just isn't, and the fact that she was asking questions. We said that I think you kind of would ask questions about Cindy if you worked for her, because she has led quite a ridiculous life.
We did say that, to be fair. But then why did she lie about, like, why did she take so long to give her name and like her NI number and stuff?
Well, this is what I think we're still to discover.
Yeah, okay. This is,
This
yeah,
is.
because there's got to be more
There's
to it.
more questions about her for a start. Like, why does she want Zoe dead so badly for a start? Like, why is she, like, we get that she there is a darkness to her because
Wait,
of
she
kind
wants her
of,
dead?
well, she was the one that set the fire, wasn't she?
Was she?
Was she? Do you not think she was?
Was she? I mean, I did think that it was definitely her or Anthony. Or was it? I mean, we were saying she were here for Ford's other week.
Yeah.
Was it her who set the fire? I think they definitely wanted us to consider it was her, but I don't think it was 100%
I mean,
on
her
assessment.
reaction to the fire when she discovered that Oscar was in it kind of
Oscar,
suggested to me
yeah.
that it was her. And the fact that
Yeah.
she's kind of doing things like staring darkly at the Vic while she's
Yeah.
sort of got that bracelet thing in her hand suggests to me that she is doing. I think that she is the stalker.
At this point, I would think it's either her or a twin brother that we've not met. Because don't forget, she got sent the flowers in the hospital
Yeah,
with the
now who is
shirt
all
on.
that to do with is my first question. And I think I have the answer.
Oh, go on.
I did say a few. I've said a few times. I think Paul's still alive, and
Yeah, I've seen this a
I
lot, yeah.
do not think that Anthony is the dad. I think Paul's her dad.
Interesting. I'm here for that. What, and do you think that Jasmine knows Paul? And that Paul's been getting her to do stuff? Interesting. I'd be totally here for that. I loved Paul.
Because the way that Anthony's role in this was all sort of revealed this week felt a little bit kind of like, I don't know if I believe this. Because he basically, because Kat has asked him to look into this whole kid thing, he then blackmails some receptionist and gets her to find out a load of information where
Well,
she.
she's like a doctor, isn't she, at the hospital
Yeah.
who needs a reference or something,
Something like
yeah.
that. So she goes into Zoe's records, which is that what Jasmine was doing, by the way, when she broke into the medical
I
centre?
think that's what she was trying to do, definitely,
Yeah.
yeah.
And maybe she couldn't do it. And so she, this woman reveals to Anthony that not only did this son exist, but also the daughter existed and she survived. And Zoe has no idea about that because she left before the daughter was resuscitated.
Yes.
So that happened. I mean, again, was that supposed to be a massive shock twist? Because I think that we kind of thought that, well, obviously the daughter's still alive, because otherwise, what was the point in bringing her up in the first place?
Oh yeah, I didn't even consider that it were a shock twist. I was like, yeah, we knew that. It's
Yeah, I
just
feel like
Anthony
we
finding
did.
out.
I feel like we maybe some people didn't, because I remember at the time people were kind of like, "Oh, the daughter's dead," and I'm sort of like, so maybe it was a shock to some
Yeah.
people. I don't know.
Nah, I think everyone knew that the daughter wasn't dead there,
Yeah.
didn't
Well,
they?
either way,
Anyway.
Anthony then puts a load of numbers together in his head and decides that he must be the father because
Yeah.
it was 2006 and they had slept together in 2006, so that means that he must be the father, which I
Yes.
don't know if I believe that or not.
Well, if your poll theory is correct, that would make sense, actually. Because
Yeah.
that'd be why Zoe's still keeping the identity of the father secret.
This
Kind of
was
why
the.
she's not told Anthony as well when the dates would match. Like, she's, yeah,
Yeah.
got with Paul and got with succession.
But also, when she was confronted with this by Anthony briefly, like she even said to him, "Oh, by the way, you're not the father." And I believed her when she
Yeah.
said that.
I think there'd be quite a lot of backtracking from EastEnders if it is Anthony as well. Like, they're quite public. Didn't Michelle Ryan publicly say it's not Anthony
I just
and then
feel
make
like
them
it. I
live?
feel like it isn't Anthony at all. I
I
feel like
mean,
the ob.
obviously, they're allowed to like say stuff like
Yeah,
that
I
because
mean,
it's
they're allowed to
Zoe,
lie, I
but
suppose. But at the same
yeah.
time, I think there comes a point where it's just like, oh, it just feels a bit cheap if you just outright say it's not that, and then the twist is, oh, actually, yeah, it is. And I don't think
Yeah,
it.
the. It's a bit of a shock if the twist is the really obvious answer that everybody's thought all along, which was Anthony's the father and Jasmine's the daughter. It's like this isn't really a twist then, if that is the case. So I agree. And if it is Paul, it would make sense that she's keeping the identity secret because he obviously we all legally think that he's dead. So then maybe that's why Zoe's not wanting to say. Go on.
And rewind all the way back to when Zoe first came back full time in the flashback, she was all dazed and confused and said, "He's alive." And I think that's referring to Paul too.
Of course, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, but then the thing that wouldn't make sense to me that you reckon is that Jasmine's in touch with Paul because how would she find Paul? And there's no record of who the father was, so how would Jasmine suddenly have got in touch with Paul knowing that he is the father?
True, but they could give answers to that.
Unless she's done a I say, unless she's done an ancestry DNA, but then how would she get in touch with Paul? If he's supposedly dead, how would
Yeah, because
Jasmine then
presumably that
find
means that
him?
he's in hiding somewhere because he
Yeah.
wanted people to think he was dead. I don't know, but all I would say is I just don't think it's Anthony. Go on.
Unless Paul is her adopted father, really, under a different identity,
And Mrs.
Colin
Fisher did say
Fisher.
that her dad
Yes.
is dodgy.
Exactly.
But then it
But
would,
then, yeah.
but then he still, I think, I don't know.
But then,
There's,
how would he have traced
yeah.
Jasmine down to then adopt her and know that she is his daughter anyway?
Yeah. All I
Maybe
know
it is
is
Paul, but she hasn't gotten contact with him.
maybe, but then who is she in
Maybe.
contact with then?
Yeah, who sent those flowers in the hospital
Yeah.
saying, what did
We
they
need you
say you need to
on similar.
keep?
Like, I need you on your best game or something like that, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
you need to keep up whatever you're doing.
So whoever is in touch with Jasmine is after Zoe more than Jasmine is, I think.
Which I think's got to be a twin brother, surely.
So who is that? Have we
I
met this
mean,
person yet, or?
if you told me that the father was definitely Paul, then I wouldn't be surprised if it was okay.
Oh yeah, I mean, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, all of
But
this presumably.
Erky seemed a lot older, in my opinion. You could easily write in that he was 19 as
I
well.
mean, let's be real. Let's all remember the bully that attacked Denzel.
Yeah, like
Like
35 with a mortgage,
35
three
or something.
kids.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So anything's possible. I
Yeah.
don't know. All of these questions presumably are going to get answered next week. It looks to be a pretty busy week next week for the Slaters, a busy Christmas for the Slaters. And, you know, Jesse Wallace and Michelle Ryan have been in interviews and said that it's mad, the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Like, there's huge scripts, huge episodes. I mean, you know, they're not going to go onto an interview and say, honestly, Susanna, it's shit.
It's a really
But
timid Christmas, if
really
anything, you
rubbish,
know. It's
actually.
not probably
But
worth tuning in for. Yeah.
no, but I also kind of think that it is big because Just even the synopsis online, if you look at the Christmas Day synopsis, it's a two-parter, obviously. And the second episode, all it says is that Mitchell's trying to give Nigel a special Christmas and mention nothing of anybody else at all. And it's sort of like, that's not the centerpiece of the second episode whatsoever. So they're holding stuff back.
Yeah, they definitely are. And we know that something big's going to happen because they've invited the entire square to the Queen Vic for Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
So come on, they're basically Kat's saying, like, drama, come in, please. Hello,
As
Christmas
many people to witness
Day.
the drama as we can, please. And talking of that, I do also think that Jasmine's going to die Christmas Day.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do a parallel of
Ronnie
Ronnie
and
and
Danielle.
Danielle,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm convinced. I'm adamant that she's going to die Christmas
You're
Day.
adamant. See, I would normally agree
Officially.
because I'm thinking that she's gonna, and then we can see that Oscar's really heartbroken and
Yes, this
Zoe,
is
of
the other thing.
course.
This is the other thing. If it wasn't, if it was
However,
just Zoe, I would not be quite so adamant, because Oscar is absolutely head over heels for her.
true.
That does make me
But
think
how is
that.
she? Well, no, I could see it. But I've noticed the actress has been on a lot of EastEnders socials, and it makes me wonder, would they put her on so heavily if she's going to be gone at Christmas?
Why wouldn't they? Also, I went
I
on her
mean,
Instagram and
yeah.
she hasn't posted on there since 2024, so.
Interesting. Okay, fair enough. She's just been on a lot of BBC EastEnders
Yeah, but
official socials.
she's big on the show at the moment. She's a big character at the moment, and she's
True, at the
presumably going to be a
minute,
very
yeah.
big character over Christmas as well.
Well, do you not think they'd tease that we're having a death on Christmas Day though by now, or do you think they just want a total shock?
Well, I think actually that a death on EastEnders is sort of like suggested via its very existence. You know what I mean? Like, it's
On
EastEnders
Christmas
Christmas,
Day,
someone might die.
someone's
You
got
know
to
what I mean?
die,
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's my thinking. I think Paul is involved in there somewhere, and I think Jasmine's going to die Christmas Day. Maybe we get a return of Paul on Christmas Day.
I'd be up for that, yeah, and I think I agree that Paul could return Christmas Day. And have you seen the trailer and Kat's talking to somebody and
It's
she
all very
says, you're the one
sparse.
who's behind it all?
Yeah. I mean, she could just be talking to Jasmine at that point, you know what I mean?
True.
But that trailer is quite sparse. We've not got a huge
Yeah.
amount revealed,
No.
so I feel like they are massively holding something back. And Jesse Wallace has said it's twists and turns all the way on Christmas Day. There's a lot of shocks, a lot of surprises, so bring it on. I'm excited. I mean, if it eventually moves this story into a sort of brand new direction as well, that can be nothing but good, I think. So bring that on. In terms of kind of how this story played out this week, so obviously Jasmine appeared at the end of last week and said to Oscar, I need your help, because everybody thinks that she's connected to the Fords. And when Penny sees Oscar and Jasmine kissing, she tells Ian, and Ian rings the police and send the police arrest Jasmine. And that's when we get the reveal that she's got this newspaper clipping of Zoe because of everything that went on with the gun drama a few weeks back, and says, I am trying to locate her. I'm trying to get in touch with her. Now, the thing is, these two have shared barely any scenes together whatsoever. Again, I think just to sort of mask the fact that they're connected. And then obviously this week, now we know, they start sharing scenes together,
Of
including the pair of
course.
them having drinks in the Vic.
Yes.
And there was a, I mean, obviously Zoe did turn around to Jasmine and said, me, kids, I can barely look after myself. I'm not interested in that, which I think was supposed to be taken that Jasmine took real offense to
Fuel for
that.
the fire.
Fuel for the fire. And talking of fire, she goes at this fire, honest to God. She went, so obviously Zoe is living in Lawrence at the moment. So she's on her own in the house and she hears a noise, goes into the kitchen. The smoke alarm is on the table with the battery removed. I would be out of that house quicker than you can blink if that had been me. Considering everything that had happened, that I'm convinced somebody's after me and somebody wants me dead. If I walked into the kitchen and saw a smoke alarm with no battery in it, that's a statement to see you later before you even get a chance to set fire to anything, right?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Well, does she know though, Zoe? Like, does she know that this has just randomly appeared on the table though? Because she might have just thought, oh, Peter's left it there for some reason. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but Zoe's uber paranoid at the best of
I
times.
mean,
So
that is true. I'm
she
surprised she'd be
accuses the
like,
milkman.
Jane!
Yeah, she
Jane!
accuses the
Yeah.
milkman of being after her on a day-to-day
Yeah.
basis. So I
True.
would have thought that she'd have been on high alert. But she goes into sort of the side bedroom, and there's a teddy ablaze on there. Now, was this teddy supposed to be significant, or was it just sort of? I feel like the teddy was
Interesting,
meant to
because it
mean
could be a
something.
symbolism if it is Jasmine of like me being a child, I guess, in a way.
Well, either way, that's a blaze. And then the second that she registers that, the door slams shut behind her.
Of
think
course.
Dot's like, I've had enough of you, enough, all right, stay there and burn. and so Zoe does, I think, what you're not, what any of us would do in that situation is not try and smash our way out through the windows, just hide in the corner and hope the flames don't see you.
Yeah, I know. Didn't even think about smashing that window
No,
open.
I just
And in
like she had.
fairness, when Oscar appears, he didn't, did he?
No,
He
not at
still didn't do
first.
it.
I was literally screaming at the screen, "Can somebody smash a window, please? That's all
Yeah.
that needs to happen." But Oscar sort of hears a scream for help, runs in eventually, kicks the door in, and then I'm not quite sure how Oscar ended up being
I
hospitalized from
don't.
this
It makes no sense. They should have run
because,
Zoe in hospital for way longer
yeah,
just
I
to
mean.
match up with Oscar needing to be in for so long.
Like, apparently, smoke inhalation, fine. But what was that teddy made out of? Asbestos?
And why was Oscar so much more affected by
Yeah.
it when he were in it for like half the amount of time as
Yeah.
Zoe? And Zoe's walking around square like, ah, that fire didn't touch me.
No,
Oscar
I'm fine.
didn't.
Yeah, Oscar's
You were in it for
unconscious.
2 minutes.
Yeah, but anyway, so she.
Anyway.
So that happens. And obviously, Alfie's been with Jean. And so that kind of removes Jean from the suspect list in Zoe's mind, because if Alfie was with Jean, that means that Jean didn't set the fire. Now, again, Jasmine is sat there sort of outside in the bench for about two episodes. So just sort of looking all pensive and angry and dark and confused. So I feel like Jasmine is responsible for all of this. I just don't understand why she's doing it yet.
I'm not 100% that she is responsible for it, but they want us to think that she is. But
Right.
then who else would have set the fire? But if we're getting all these twists on Christmas Day, maybe it isn't Jasmine.
I think that she is working on behalf of somebody else. I believe everything that we've been told about her being Zoe's daughter, because let's be honest, who else was she going to be? But in terms of like why she's doing all of this, I feel like maybe someone is dripping poison into her ear about this. Yes, you could
Maybe.
argue that she's angry that Zoe abandoned her, but at the same time, I don't think that that alone would justify all of this.
In which case, like, if you're looking at somebody on the square, Anthony would be a number one suspect of who'd be dripping poison in her ear.
But then the pair of them don't really sort of know each other exists at this point, do they?
Well, she stole the keys from Anthony for the doctor's
Well, she
surgery that was
did, but in
happening.
terms of the fact
But other
that,
than that, yeah.
Anthony just certainly doesn't know that Jasmine has any connection to any of this, and I think
No.
Zoe doesn't really register Anthony in that sense either. Anthony's connection, like I say, I think we are being led down a garden path with. I don't believe he's the dad whatsoever. I just feel like
No.
that wouldn't, just the way that that all, like Anthony just decided effectively, as if Zoe could not possibly have had sex with anybody else in 2006. Do you know what I mean? She's a slater, no offense. You
No,
must,
no, but I
yeah.
agree. And even Zoe said to Kat, whether we believe this, that there are a few people who could be the father. Maybe Zoe herself doesn't know 100%.
No, and also, I'm also taken back to the fact that Zoe was holding this information back from Kat. And I don't understand
Yes.
why she would do that if it was just Anthony.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if she
Or why
knows
she
that.
wouldn't just tell Anthony as well, because at this point she
Exactly.
thought he were a good guy and he
Yeah.
would have
Yeah.
helped with funding the PI.
Yeah, exactly. Like at the point where Anthony was being the hero and sort of taking her in, and she was even sort of feeling safe with him, as in the only person that believed anything that she was saying, I think at that point you would turn around and say, do you know what? Actually, we can work together on this. Our kids is out there somewhere. Well, kid, because she only thinks that one's alive. He's out there somewhere. We can work together and find him. But
I agree. It
that hasn't
wouldn't
been the
make sense for
case.
Zoe to not just say it
No.
where Anthony's.
And so the fact that she is holding something back would suggest to me that she knows Paul is still alive and feels bad about the fact that Patrick thinks his son is dead and that Anthony thinks his brother is dead.
And that
So,
she slept with Anthony's brother when she was obviously sleep
yeah.
having relations with Anthony at the
Having
time.
relations, yeah, it's a situationship. Yeah. So that's my thinking. I think that Paul is alive. That is my
Do you know the
sort
other
of.
theory I've seen knocking about though
Go on.
online? Vincent.
Yeah. Though I don't kind of get what Vincent would do at this stage, to be fair. Like, yeah, presumably they've broken up Kim and Howie for a reason.
Yeah, true.
That, but maybe that's where this is sort of spawned from, but I don't know. I prefer my
It
theory, I've got
could,
to be honest.
I mean, it could explain why she's not trying to say who the father is, because at the time Vincent would have been quite heavily involved in all the drug lord world. So in that respect, she didn't want to admit that she was with a really bad guy or something.
I mean, the comment section get flooded at this point saying that Patrick identified the body and all that sort of thing. I'm not debating that. I'm not disputing that whatsoever. But, you know, if you want people to think you're dead, I'm sure there's ways around that.
It's a soap, isn't
It's
it?
a
Come on,
soap.
people can
Come
come
on.
back.
Come on. Come on.
Ronnie Lobster.
So, yeah, we can but hope. So, going into Christmas, what are your predictions? What do you think?
I mean, you're saying that Jasmine's going to die, and I do genuinely think that they would have teased a death at some point. So I'm actually going to say I don't think that she is going to die on Christmas
Okay.
Day. I could be eating my words this time next week.
With cranberry sauce. Yeah.
I agree, though, that Paul looks like the most likely to be the father. I totally agree with everything you've said. Anthony is not going to be the father. I think Anthony is going to do something really dark, though, on Christmas Day. I think even though I think he'll grieve the fact that he's not got two kids all over again when he finds out that he's not the father. How would they reveal it's Paul unless Paul just shows up, though? So I think if they're going to reveal it's Paul, he's got to show up on the square. And if they've kept that under wraps without it being leaked, they've done incredibly well.
Yeah, no, fair play. What I would say to that is that I think that because I think that Paul is in some way responsible for everything in terms of telling Jasmine what to do. Maybe he's been dripping poison in her ear or whatever. He will show up to sort of be the climax of that bit.
See, I think it's the twin brother who's doing that. Because to me, it wouldn't make sense that she's found Paul. I can't understand how they'd explain that she's found
No.
Paul and knows
But then,
that
how
it's
would
her
the twin
dad.
brother have found her in the same vein? You know what I mean?
What, found Jasmine? They might have got adopted together and we just didn't know that she's just not
Maybe.
mentioned that she's got a twin brother. She could easily have just not mentioned it. And
Maybe.
when we saw her mum, it was for 5 minutes. So why would she mention, oh, yeah, she's got a twin brother? Like, there'd be no need for her to mention it. Is her mum going to come back? We saw her mum for 5 minutes. Why? Why did we see her mum for 5 minutes? Is she going to come back? Has her mum found something out maybe about Paul? Could that be how they write that in? I don't know.
Time will tell. With Oscar in hospital, by the way, we also get a big return in the vein of Max. So Lauren rings Max up and he promptly arrives and instantly begins being the Max Browning we all remember. So, final segment of the week, and it is the return of Max. Now, not only, by the way, do we have the return of Max, but we also have the return of Linda. But we'll discuss Linda in a second because
Oh, we did.
that took a surprising turn this week. I wasn't expecting the way that turned out. But Max has been summoned by Lauren because Oscar is in hospital and he promptly arrives. I mean, he's Max all over again, isn't he? He really is. It's like he's never been away. He's just, you could just, the thing with Max is everything he touches, you know, people that they break anything that they touch. But with Max, anything he touches turns to brimstone and fire, doesn't it? Like he
Yeah,
is,
well, maybe literally for
maybe
oh no, that was
literally.
before he came back actually.
Yeah. Or was
Confusing.
it? But yeah, I mean, he instantly, because he's Max and he's got some sort of. The thing with Max is that he's so delusional that he instantly thinks that he can come back and just fix everything that he did wrong. It's like, that's fine. I'll give him a bit of a gift of the gab and the kids will forgive me. It's absolutely fine. I'll just be the guy that stands up for everybody and defends them and I'll beat Ian up and everything will be absolutely fine. The kids will love me again. It's all.
Yeah, it's a bit like, well, I'm back now, so I'll help you. And it's
Yeah.
like, well, maybe we don't want your help, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you've
Oh,
been here
I'm.
all this time. Keep it
Yeah.
out a bit, mate.
Yeah. I'm here now, so you don't need anybody else in the situation right now, obviously. And it's
Well,
sort
his
of like, come
intentions
on.
are good, though. Don't you think his
Are they?
intentions are good?
Not
Yeah,
really.
why?
Don't get me wrong.
Really? I
I
think we
love
see him
Max as a
really
character.
differently.
I don't in the slightest. I love Max as a character. I'm delighted that he's back because he is a story machine. He's just one of these characters that, like, you can take him in any direction and it all feels believable because it's Max and he's just a chaos gremlin. But do I believe that he's come back purely with good intentions? No, I don't. I think he's come back to make himself feel better about past mistakes.
Well, yeah, but even in that, it's him trying to make amends for what's happened, in a way, you could argue. Having
All of
said
which
that, he's
he's
happily
done.
just left AJ, who he's supposedly been bringing up all this time, in order to come back.
Yeah.
So then, has he then just, repeated the cycle, but with his granddaughter that he's been bringing up all
It's,
this
this is what I
time?
mean. It's happening
AJ,
all
by
over
the
again.
way, that she's now
AJ, yeah,
called.
it took me a second, didn't it?
Yeah,
It took me a moment,
AJ. Oh, right, is
and then
that
I
her
was
name
watching
now?
it, and then literally just said the words "Abby Junior" really loudly out loud as I was watching the telly. Yeah, it took me a second, but I think that's just for future, isn't it? Just to give the character a name for the future when we meet her, AJ. Yeah, so he's back, and then because everything that's been going on with the charity money, he sees his first job as sort of defending Lauren. Now, this charity money thing, I felt that there was something really weird going on with Ian this week.
Yeah, because why is he not giving Lauren the money? He's been withholding giving it her. But then he said he had to go and get an overdraft with the bank. Is it just because he was, weren't him and Kathy in talk so about start, where he was going to help Kathy get the cab office? Is that why he didn't really want to give Lauren the money
I wasn't
if
really
he wanted
sure. I
to?
thought that the way that Ian was sort of being a bit shifty about handing the money over, and like he was taking the odd sort of weird phone call or something last week, wasn't he? So it sort of suggested that something was going on there. But by the end of the week, now Max has offered to pay it all off, I feel like there isn't anything, and it's just sort of like it was just sort of basically
It
treading
was just
water
Ian.
until, yeah, just Ian treading water, and then Max came back, and it's like, oh, well, that's all sorted now then. But it felt like it was going to lead into something.
I know what you're saying. Like I said, the only thing I can think is that it's just Ian and he didn't really want to part with his money when that could be used for another business venture that he was thinking
Maybe.
about doing.
Well, Max certainly doesn't believe that Ian's intentions were honourable, because once the fire happens, he then believes that Ian would set fire to a house that he doesn't even live in for the insurance purposes.
Because Max had it in his head that Ian had stolen the money, but that's because Max sent something to do with it, the charity money straight away, which is why he jumped to that conclusion. So how he spotted it and nobody else in all these weeks that it's been a thing.
So he instantly starts attacking Ian in the Vic, just starts like pulling him around and trying to start a fight with him and everything. And that's when
Why
Lauren
not?
sort of
See,
reveals,
anyway.
it was me, I did it, so I spent the charity money. You know, in
Yes.
classic everyone's watching style. And then Max, once people start having to go at Lauren, which, you know, arguably fair, because it's like you stole 3 grand of charity money that we paid for in our pockets, you are scum of the earth, Lauren. And then Max kind of steps forward and gives this really empowered speech and like being the best dad in the world. Now, the speech itself, yes, I did believe was genuine. I think that he thought that he was saying everything right, but it's the subconscious side of Max that I always think is the side that we need to worry about, because it's when he doesn't realize that he is causing drama and hurting people and trouble. That's the Max that is the
It's just
problem.
impulsive, isn't it?
Yeah,
Like Jack kept telling
completely.
him, just stop, and then all it takes is one thing and he just explodes, doesn't he? Like he did in the
Yeah,
Vic.
doesn't take much.
But is it like you say though with Max? Because I think his intentions towards his kids are genuine. But then when you're saying that, when he's made that speech, or was that a show of look at how great I am? Yeah, I've not been here, but let me just remind you all, I'm going to put on this bit of a performance really
Yeah,
of
that's
what
all
a
it
great
was.
person I am.
Yeah, completely. I mean,
Interesting.
I
But is that
believe
the
he
way that
loved.
he just is, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
Like,
completely. But this is
in
the
his
thing,
mind,
like,
that is still a good way of handling things, you know?
Max is one of the most delusional characters in EastEnders history, because he is capable
True.
of completely and utterly spinning a yarn to himself in order to justify his own actions more than
Him and
anybody
Zoe are a
else.
great match, really, aren't they, when
Yeah.
you think
Oh,
about
yeah.
it?
But then again, this is the, yeah, that's another classic example of Max being Max, because somebody that he has had the briefest of relationships with, he can convince himself that they are meant to be together for the rest of time. You know, but even
Yes.
Linda, he was trying to sweet talk Linda back into bed, I thought, at some point during the Albert
Has
scene.
Max though in it, come
Isn't it?
on.
Like, he thinks with both heads, does
He's
Max, and
literally
one head
got
is the,
seeds all over that
yeah,
square. He might as well have one of them, hasn't
bulk. So yes, talking of Linda, she is also back this week, because Elaine's boutique has finally opened. I mean, camp. It doesn't even put it into
Oh
words,
my
does it?
God, that entire opening ceremony that she had with the
That's what
dancers,
it was. It was a
brilliant.
ceremony, wasn't it?
It
Like,
was, too, right?
you're opening a B&B, Elaine. Like, none of this is necessary. It's
Yeah,
no
but it's
wonder
not just a B&B. Have you
it's a
seen inside of
boutique.
it? Come
Well, I thought it was
on.
the Mitchell's living room at first. It's the same colour scheme.
I know what you mean. There are some
I mean,
similarities. I'm
it's a
sure that they.
ridiculous interior. It's Elaine all
It
over, but it's
is.
a ridiculous interior. Peacocks everywhere, feathers. Like, it's
I think set
insane.
design have done a fantastic
Oh,
job on
yeah.
it.
It
Like, it's
looked amazing in
amazing.
there. It looked amazing and so in character for Elaine. Like, nobody else but she had a single word to say about the interior of that place other than
She
Elaine.
did put some, she did say she put a couple of flamingos in there for Linda, I'm sure.
Oh, they're probably
Oh no,
hanging
that was
above
on the
the.
behind the scenes thing I saw.
Yeah,
Sorry,
yeah.
when she
Oh,
said that.
yes. Realistically, they're probably hanging over the loo like a pair of air fresheners or
Yeah,
something. But they're for
maybe.
you, Linda, darling, honestly.
You could have one flamingo en suite in there.
Yeah,
Yeah, there we go.
exactly. Oh, it's silly. It's so
Oh,
funny.
so what did, talking of which, obviously
Yeah.
then Linda comes back. This
Yes.
is when she returns and she sees this big grand ceremony that has cost God knows how much to hire five dancers.
Yeah, like just dancing away in the square. Like it's
But
insane.
then, so then Linda's like, I mean, annoyed, which I think is rightfully so, that she
Understandably,
spent
yeah.
half your
How much
money or
money have
whatever
you spent
towards all
on
of
this?
this.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
But then she goes and speaks to Sam, of all people, in the Albert, and then explains the situation. And then Sam basically implies that she's being a spoiled brat. And she's like, oh, yeah, I am. And I'm like, I don't think you are actually, Linda. I'm like,
I could see where Sam was coming from.
yeah.
I think, yeah, I think the thing that Linda should have been more annoyed about is the fact that how much of our money have you spent without consulting me?
Yeah.
That's the
Yeah.
thing. But I think Sam was more sort of invested in the fact that she seemed annoyed that she'd had no say in anything, where it's sort of just like, I think Sam just sort of thought that she was being a bit sanctimonious. You've clearly had a rough couple of years, and maybe your mum just thought that she would take that extra problem off your shoulders, I think was where Sam was coming from. There's a bit of column A, a
Yeah,
bit of column
okay.
B, I think.
Yeah, I just thought she would have been, Linda would have been well within her rights to have been a bit annoyed for a bit longer
Oh,
about
yeah.
it all than literally one conversation with Sam Mitchell implying
Yeah,
that
I
she's a
mean.
spoiled brat and then her being like, actually, Mum, I'm really grateful. Thank you for spending all our hard-earned savings on
Well,
golden peacocks.
I mean, so many golden peacocks. I mean, the thing is, I think I just love that it's Wolford. Like, you can go away for months and months and months on a relaxing cruise. The second that you step foot out of the taxi in Wolford, your life falls apart again. Like, Max is back. Oh, my mum spent all this money of my money on a hotel boutique, and there's exotic dancers flapping around everywhere. Great, I'm back in Wolford. Genius, thanks.
And of all things, she's like, put a little bar in, and Linda's like, I'm trying to get away from
Yeah,
that. Like,
she's
that's
lucky
how we
that the
got
ch
rid of the Queen Vic in the
oh, she's
first
lucky that a tube
place.
train didn't crash off the bridge and land on her the second that she stepped out of the taxi. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just life in
But
Wolford.
I am really looking forward to seeing them running this B&B, actually. I
Well, this
think
is my
it
first
feels
question.
quite nice that they fit in there, actually, I
It's a good
felt.
business idea. My
Yeah.
question is though, like, what? Where are the? What's the story behind this? Like, what are the story opportunities behind this? I feel like that was demonstrated quite
Okay.
easily this week when Max suddenly had somewhere
Yeah.
that he could stay. So I feel like it's going to be that sort of
Yeah.
that's why it exists, to sort of give
Yeah.
characters somewhere to stay when they've been chucked out, or whether they need somewhere to stay, or whatever. I don't think we're
Yeah.
necessarily going to be seeing it as a upmarket hotel boutique in, as a lame dream
Yeah. Running as
somehow.
this big business type of
I
thing.
can't see that somehow, no.
No.
We don't know how many
Or maybe
rooms are
they'll
in there.
five, Robert.
Oh, is there
Five, and they've
Rihanna?
all got an en suite.
Excellent,
Yes, that's what
excellent.
she
So
said.
you can easily have a family in there then, can't you?
Yes, definitely. Well, this is what I was wondering. Do you think so? Like, obviously, Elaine's going to be living there, and Linda, and Annie, and Ollie. Do you
Yeah.
reckon they're living in like the basement part, and the upstairs will be the actual
I
B&B part?
refuse to believe that Elaine has given herself anything other than the most gorgeous suite in the whole building.
Well, of course. I mean, if you're going to live and work there, why
Yeah,
not?
she's got a four-poster bed. She's got
Yes.
a jacuzzi and a bidet in her bathroom.
Don't you know what? She hasn't got a four-poster bed on the
No.
behind the scenes. I don't think it was four-poster, but I do believe that she has got a very beautiful en suite, I
Of
think she
course she has.
mentioned, but
Of course she has. So the boutique exists. It is real. It is up and running. And Max is currently living there. Now, obviously, when Linda realizes that Max is back, problems, problems, problems. We've got a new Annie, by the way.
Yes, we have.
Annie has been recast because presumably she's about to be on screen a lot more. And Linda immediately is kind of faced with the problem. Right, well, Max is back. He's apparently living on the square again. How long realistically can I keep this a secret that he is Annie's dad? Elaine sort of tries to sort of move her in the direction of, you don't need him, really.
Yeah,
Like,
just
is it
go
a
and
good
dye your hair
idea?
blonde and no one will be any wiser, was
I
Elaine's
love the
great advice.
affair, fully fair.
I did think, though, that she could, like, I mean, it would to make her look less like Max, but I was like looking at Elaine thinking, you're a redhead. You can easily just say, oh, well, look, it runs in my family.
True,
But
true. I bet it's good. Yeah, maybe
No
it's going
need
to tell her
to
that Elaine
anymore.
is Max's mum. How about
God.
that? Yeah, I mean the fact is that even Lauren turns around to Linda and goes, "You know what? We've all agreed we're not going to tell Max anything. This is best for everyone that he just never finds out." And I think Linda just feels like there's no way this. Oh, I live in Walford. I know this place. This
No,
secret's going
Lauren
to last 5 minutes.
says we're not going to tell him, but
No,
you
but you
can.
should. You should.
Yeah, she's
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
we've agreed we're not going to, because don't involve us in this lie. We're going to act like we didn't have a clue, but you need to
Yeah.
tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I thought the way that Max was going to find out about this was via Oscar.
Yes, same.
I was convinced by
I
that.
thought he would have told him almost instantly, to be honest.
Yeah, because there was a reason that Oscar found out, because I thought at the
Yeah.
time when Linda told Oscar, that feels weird and I don't think Linda would have done that. So
Yes.
she's been told, he's been
Yeah.
told for a reason. So by the end of the week, when Linda kind of has Max alone in the room and tells him the truth that he is Annie's dad, and Max looks suitably shocked for the duff duff at the end of the week, I was amazed because I didn't think that Linda was going to be the one to tell him. I thought that she was going to keep that completely
Yeah,
secret.
same.
Oscar was going to end up revealing it to him probably on Christmas Day, and then Max was going to
Yeah.
cause carnage from that, was my thinking.
But maybe this is going to be the catalyst for Max going, really mad in time for Christmas Day as
Yeah,
well.
I mean it's his thing, isn't it, to go mad on Christmas
Yeah.
Day and
I
ruin
mean, you would
everyone's
be annoyed as
lives.
well, though, to be fair.
Well, I think that
Him and
maybe
Anthony can bond over it now.
yes, I think that maybe Oscar is going to tell Max that everybody knew.
Yes, possibly. Yeah, that'll be what it is.
Yeah.
Then he'll find out that everyone knew because Oscar will say something because Oscar's Oscar and he'll let something slip. That'd make
Yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
But do you know what I was already thinking? Didn't Annie and Lauren spend time together and she referred to Lauren as a sister anyway? So wouldn't it have just come out? I'm sure
Yeah,
that was a thing.
it wasn't going to last 5 minutes. There's no
No.
way. So I'm actually really pleased that it feels quite neat the way they've done this. And I was, like I say, I was suitably surprised that Linda was the one that was actually just honest with him and told him the truth. How Max reacts to this, I don't imagine will be anything other than cataclysmic, especially when he finds out that the whole family knew about it and he didn't. So they've kept that from him. And this is the thing with Max. He's now going to go into ultimate victim mode and just take it all out on everybody around him. This is what he does. Like, he feels like he's been wronged in any way. He will now bring up every single thing that the family have ever done to hurt him in the
He's going to be
history of the
lashing out at
Brannings.
everyone. No one's going to
Yeah.
be safe on Albert Square this Christmas,
Yeah.
are they?
No, and it's all going to go wrong. And the fact that the Brannings and the Beales are now sort of kind of quite closely linked together because of Lauren and Peter suggests to me that they'll be having Christmas dinner together as well.
I think everyone's going to be in the Queen Vic, is what it
Well, I
sounds
think
like.
that the
They'll all go and watch
Slaters.
Nigel's film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be chaos. I can't wait. I look forward to it because it feels. I think that, Max can be a bit of a Marmite character at times. I feel like people either love him or they hate him. I'm a big fan of Max because of just that he, like I say, he's just a story machine. Like, you can just get any sort of direction out of him and it just works normally as well. So he's going to come back and just cause absolute chaos over Christmas and bring all that on. Mixed in with whatever madness is going to go on with the Slaters, I think Christmas is going to be quite a busy one, to be honest. I think Wade's first Christmas is going to be certainly dramatic.
And I think we're going to have a lot of shocks because we're
Yeah.
not, like you said, that we don't really know what's going to happen on
No, and
Christmas. So
I
I think
like
it
that.
is going to be full
I
of
like that we
yes,
don't
I don't
know.
mind it. Yeah, because
Because
yeah, it just makes a little change, doesn't it?
the one thing about Aclena's Christmas is that actually we had a fairly good idea what we were going to be getting by the time we got to Christmas. Like, with the sixth stuff, I mean, Christ, we knew from February what we were getting for the sixth Christmas. But even the Cindy stuff, we were sort of like, yeah, this is leading into the
Yeah.
Cindy Jr. reveal. We got that right. With this, we know that the Slaters are involved and now Max is back. We know that Max is going to cause chaos separately from the Slaters, I think, but we don't know how it's all going to play out and what twists and turns we've got to come, and I think that's quite exciting.
I agree.
Gold star this week, Ray.
Do you know what? We mentioned it earlier, and even though he wasn't massively in it, I am going to say Alfie.
Alfie, fair play. I think Jasmine for me this week. I'm more and
Oh,
more
okay.
intrigued.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
like Jasmine. I
Yeah.
do think that she's going to be dead by this time next week, so this might be my last opportunity.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, yeah.
Give us your Christmas predictions in the comments section below. What do you think is going to happen? Do you believe everything that we learned about the Jasmine storyline this week? And what chaos is Max going to bring? Obviously, Max stuff is going to be kicking off into the new year as well, because we're going to be flashing forward a year in the life of
Of
Max Branning.
course.
So we have much more
I'm
to come with
excited for
Max.
that.
I'm very excited for that. Next
What do
week
you
looks to be a
think?
big one.
What
Go
do you
on.
think that's going to be? Everyone, and I agree, it's going to be, is it a wedding and we don't know who's
Yeah, I
getting
think
married to,
well, his
right?
promo picture looks like he is in a wedding suit, right? Okay,
Yeah.
so he's getting married to somebody. Do we know who the bride will be? Will that be one or two things is going to happen. We're not going to find out who the bride is until next year, which seems like maybe a bit weak for a whole year's worth of mystery. The other thing I was thinking is that the bride will be revealed at the end of the episode, and who it is will be like, "What the hell? How has that happened?" And that
Tanya. Yes.
Roxy. Could happen. Could
Yes.
happen. Could happen.
Brilliant. I'm here for
Yeah,
that.
bring it on. So yeah, the next couple of weeks I'm looking forward to, and we'll see how it all plays out. Right, ladies and gents, before we finish the podcast as usual, let's hear some comments from you.
Got a comment here from Tracy Riccio who says, "I really love the scene with Kat and Eve talking about Eve's hair. So heartwarming to see Heather looking so well after her illness. Love Howard."
Yeah, I'm pleased that someone brought this up because, yeah, this was the first set of scenes that I think Heather has done since sort of recovering, and she'd been wearing a wig up to this point, but this is now
Yes.
back to her actual hair again, and I think she looks bloody gorgeous, don't you?
I thought it really suits her, that
Really
hair,
does. She
actually,
looks
that
stunning.
hairstyle. Yeah,
Yeah,
it looked really
yeah.
nice. Yeah.
Really
So
nice to
nice that
see,
they
bless
mentioned it a little bit as
her.
well. That was nice. That was a
Yeah.
nice
It was a
touch.
nice little interplay between Kat and Eve as well. I like Kat and Eve. They
Yeah.
don't do a lot together, but I think that they've got a nice little interplay when they do have scenes together.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Yeah.
but yeah, I think she looks absolutely stunning. So good to see. Bless her. Faye Wesker says, "I'm workshopping a theory here. What if Max is behind everything and was the one who found Jasmine in the first place and told her about Zoe and where to find her? When Jasmine got that fruit basket in hospital, it said, 'Need you back on top form.' Felt like a very Max thing to say. I can't think why Jasmine would get that note otherwise if it's nothing to do with Cindy or the Fords now. I feel like Anthony was too shocked to find out he had twins and that the girl survived for him and Jasmine to be in on it together. Like I say, just workshopping a theory. I could be absolutely wrong, and it's actually all down to Anthony, and he's a psychopath. Could be." Some good points there. I mean,
Interesting.
yeah, I mean, Max, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'd be going back on my own what I was saying before if I didn't say that Max is capable of doing it all, but I feel like he's more the sort to sort of go in all guns blazing rather than doing something like
Hiding
this.
behind the scenes,
Yeah.
and yeah, I know what
Yeah.
you mean. He'd just go in and do it, wouldn't he? And be like, well, it's me.
I mean, the
What?
scenes between Max and Jasmine this week, what they mostly seemed to be was Oscar obviously saying that he didn't want anything to do with Jasmine after she was constantly lying to him because, you know, all he wanted was for her to be honest, and Jasmine is holding back whatever we are set to discover next week. And Max just sort of stepped up and was like, "Yeah, right, yeah, you heard him. Out, I'll throw you out myself," and
Yeah.
doing like, you know, machismo stuff.
Well,
But
that could have been quite a good cover, to be fair, actually.
yeah,
It could
could be.
easily be revealed that he does know Jasmine, but then my thinking, if it is Max behind it all, why? I know that him and Zoe had a little bit of a falling out, but I don't think that's enough to warrant what's been happening with
I
her.
mean, it would be Max in his ultimate victim mode if it's to do with that, wouldn't it?
Do you think you were really that hurt, though, by the Zoe situation?
It's
Really?
hard to tell with Max, though, isn't it? Because he
Oh,
falls
mind you,
so quickly.
Stacey. He lost Stacey more than Zoe, though. He could have been more annoyed about that,
And is that why
arguably.
the whole sort of Jean thing has been sort of playing on for so long, just to remind us that Zoe was responsible for that, and so that then gives a reason for
Possibly,
Max?
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, but maybe.
We've got a comment here from Rachel Fleming who says, "Jasmine is really starting to remind me of Danielle in 2008, 2009. I just hope she doesn't stand in the road after she reveals she is Zoe's daughter with a butcher driving the car."
I mean, if Janine came back for that, I'd be
I
delighted.
mean, Pat's back, you know, in
Yeah,
some
Pat's back. Why
form.
not? Why not? Yeah, I do think that Jasmine is not long for this world, I have to say.
Do you know, it's quite funny because I was literally watching a classic EastEnders episode yesterday with Danielle on as well. So,
Really?
like, really,
Yeah.
I should be agreeing with what you're saying because the parallels are certainly there.
They are there, aren't they? They really
Yeah,
are.
yeah.
And you kind of got to think, like, okay, so what happens beyond Christmas? So Zoe presumably finds out that Jasmine is her daughter at Christmas. So what happens beyond that?
And they all
And
live
where?
happily ever after. That's not very EastEnders,
Unlikely.
is
It's not very
it?
EastEnders. So it would be much more likely that she finds out who her daughter is after thinking that she was dead, and then discovers that her daughter is alive, and then she gets killed in front of her. That seems pretty EastEnders at Christmas, doesn't it?
Yes, however, Do you not think that we could have a bit long? I mind you, it's all going to get revealed on Christmas anyway. I was going to say, we've only just found out the truth about Jasmine, really. I mean, we suspected it. Would we not have a bit longer as an audience knowing that Jasmine is Zoe's daughter and us knowing before Zoe finds out? But it's all going to come out on Christmas anyway. So, yeah,
Exactly.
why not just kill her at the same time? Yeah.
Lauren Charles says, it is so good to have Max back full time. Really enjoyed how we actually tried to help Lauren out on the beers and the chats with Ian and Peter. Wasn't expecting the Annie reveal so soon, but can't wait for the fallout next week. Gold star to Max this week and every week probably for me. I think Lauren might have a bit of a soft spot for Max.
A lot of people do, don't they? A lot of
He's think
people are
it's one
big.
or the other. You either love him or you want to
You
sleep
love
with
him
him.
or
You
hate him.
hate him or you want to ride him. That seems to be the thing with Max.
And it is, yes, for everybody on Albert Square too, it would seem, yeah.
There you go.
And a final comment from Sam Mark, who says, it definitely seems to be framed between Anthony and Jasmine. I'd prefer the stalker to be Anthony, as I think Jasmine is a lot more likeable despite her explicitly wanting revenge. I'd want her to stick around over Anthony. My wild card stalker, though, is Chrissy Watts. Your thoughts?
I mean, we've got Vicky, we've got Sam, we've got Zoe. It would feel,
We know Chrissy has been
we
released
know
from prison.
she is. I mean, I don't know what I don't know why she'd come back other than that, but it would be nice to have the whole group back together again just for a few scenes, wouldn't it? You never know. Yeah, we've got a lot to reveal next week, ladies and
We
gents.
need to know Anthony's deal a bit more as well. He's been quite, we didn't mention actually, Anthony's been quite some, like him having those chats with Chelsea. So Chelsea knows about the twins.
Oh, and also the fact that he turned around to Kat and was just like, oh, they're both dead. Like,
Oh, yeah.
what are you talking about?
There's something dark going on with
Yeah.
Anthony, isn't there? There's not, he's not the Anthony
Which
we once knew.
is what I think leads back into our theory from a couple of weeks ago that he's got some problems of his own in
Mental
his
health
head.
issues of his own, which could be why he wrote Jean's off so, you know, blasé when they first went in about Jean, and he was just like, eh. Or was it that it suited his narrative of Jean was the one who was doing everything, and it has been Anthony, and maybe, like I said, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, maybe he is a
Indeed.
little bit aware of what he's been doing, but yeah, we need to get to the bottom of what's going on with
Yeah.
Anthony, and
I
the fact that
think.
even Patrick believes his wife says quite a lot for me.
Indeed. Well, it would seem that all the answers will be revealed by this time next week. Christmas episodes are next week. Can't wait to see them. And you can be with us on the 28th. We are going to just going to be a day late next week because it's Boxing Day. So, you know, Christmas and stuff. So we'll be recording
Yes.
a day late next week for all the Christmas fallout. Give us all your comments, give us all your thoughts, give us all your theories, and you can do that by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark. And thank you to the people who bought us a couple of Christmas coffees. Very, very generous. So thank
Thank
you for
you
that.
very much indeed. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you have a lovely one. I hope you have a peaceful one. I hope you have an enjoyable one. We will be back, like I say, a day late next week for all the Christmas explosive drama discussion. So make sure you are there for that. And like I said at the start of the episode, make sure you are following us on socials for a very exciting announcement.
Very, just to reiterate, very
Very
exciting.
exciting. Very exciting. EastEnders Duffed Up will have nothing compared to what we've got to come. Oh, yes. Duff. So, until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.